My name is Lisa Coughlan, and you are listening to an Audio Co production. For instructions on how to get involved in one of our productions, check out our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/audioco. Or you can find us on Twitter at Audio Co Lab. But for now, let's talk about diaries or journals. They've always seemed quite mysterious to me. I've never really kept one myself, and I've always wondered why people do it. I suppose you can look back at what you've written and learn from what you were. Perhaps it will give you some kind of clarity or be a process of expressing yourself. Or it could be some kind of comfort. The following diary entry is just that. Callum tells us about his coded diary as a young teenager.
Though I don't keep diaries anymore, I did it one time in my life at the tender age of 13, back when my only friend in school decided it would be a wise idea to leave, for good, to Ireland. Distraught by this, we decided that I would write about my days each day for him to see what had happened at school since he was gone. However, since we were shy 13-year-olds, mostly concerned with the opposite sex, we obviously wrote about subjects that we wanted no one else to see. Just before he had left, we developed a picture language, where what we wrote would be a series of pictures and words only we would understand. Sadly, I realised that my friend would not be coming back to England soon, and after a week he had gone, I'd stopped writing. I no longer have any entries left, nor can I remember them to recite them on here. But just try to imagine what a 13-year-old boy may write about. I think the reason I wanted to write this is because he was the only person I could talk to at the time, and he had left. So I wrote them down instead. It's kind of sad. Now that I think back to it, I was a bit of a weirdo with it. I used to write each entry in exactly the same way, on the same kind of paper, with the same title, same picture in the top right hand corner. Each page would contain exactly three paragraphs and be folded three times and stored. I'm happy to say I have friends now.
Keeping a diary, especially one that no one else will read, could also be a way of confiding your innermost thoughts and feelings without being restricted by what other people may think. During the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands in 1942, a 13-year-old girl received a diary for her birthday. She used it to document her life, hidden away with her family and friends, avoiding the horror that awaited them outside of their secret life.
I hope I shall be able to confide in you completely, as I have never been able to do in anyone before, and I hope that you will be a great support and comfort to me. Anne Frank, 12 June, 1942.
The diary of Anne Frank is possibly the most recognised diary account worldwide. It not only puts a voice to the horror of the Holocaust, but also documents a young girl's innermost thoughts throughout her extraordinary secret life.
Thursday, 9 July, 1942. Dear Kitty, so we walked in the pouring rain, Daddy, Mommy and I, each with a school satchel and shopping bag filled to the brim with all kinds of things thrown together anyhow. We got sympathetic looks from people on their way to work. You could see by their faces how sorry they were they couldn't offer us a lift. The gaudy yellow star spoke for itself.
Anne Frank's diary was her closest companion. She confided in Kitty in a way that she couldn't with her own family, exposing how she really felt about living in the secret annex.
I always feel much safer here upstairs than alone downstairs in that large, silent house. Alone with the mysterious muffled noises from upstairs and the tooting of motor horns in the street. I have to hurry, for I start to quiver if I begin thinking about the situation. Again and again I ask myself, would it not have been better for us all if we had not gone into hiding? And if we were dead now and not going through all this misery? Especially as we shouldn't be running our protectors into danger anymore. But we all recoil from these thoughts too, for we still love life. We haven't yet forgotten the voice of nature. We still hope about everything. I hope something will happen soon now. Shooting if need be. Nothing can crush us more than this restlessness. Let the end come. Even if it is hard, then at least we shall know whether we are finally going to win through or go under. Yours, Anna.
Keeping a diary could also be a way of remembering. Writing things down that you don't want to escape your mind. Documenting things so that you don't have to rely on just your memory. The following is a diary entry recording the loss of a loved one.
When my mother told me that my grandpa passed away, my mind blank. I think I was dreaming. It's impossible. He looks so strong. How can he just gone? Hung up the phone, I began to cry. He has not had time to listen to my embarrassments. He promised me he will wait until 90th birthday, but he left me now so fast. But what can I do? I have no chance to say goodbye to him. I'm so far away from him. After crying, I still need to finish my homeworks, do the projects. Life does not stop because of my sadness. It never stops for anything. I also uncomfortable and I'm also upset, but I still want to be strong. I don't want my parents worry about me. I can't do anything for you, Grandpa, if you're here, but you must remember that I love you so. I wrote this diary because it's the most upset thing in my life. I had not lost any family member before him. And it's really important to me. It reminds me, don't forget to spend the time with your loved ones because you never know what happened tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Audio Co's very first production, and special thanks to our contributors Callum Smith and Veronica Shaw. Listen out for Audio Co's next audio mission, but otherwise, speak soon, Audio Co.